This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What do you guys think of that theme song on a scale of, let's say, 1 to 50?
I love it.
I love it whenever Steve Martin sort of puts the comedy
reminds
stuff
me of the
down
O Brother
picks
soundtrack.
Up the banjo.
Yeah. You guys have the O Brother soundtrack?
We do. Yeah.
It's my favorite.
We all love the
still.
Dead, but Jerry Garcia Band is underappreciated. And when he would just start plucking away
and
take us down to shady lanes.
I don't know why Tim Blake Nelson hasn't done more albums.
So that wasn't any of the people you mentioned. That was actually somebody named Calvin Yeager, who submitted last week's DMB parodies. He also had some originals. I figured, you know what? We played the parodies. Why don't we give them some originals love? So shout out to Calvin Yeager, who's a PhD student, who made that with banjo, mandolin, and guitar.
How were the DMB parodies? I haven't heard that episode yet.
It's worth checking out.
Does he do a good DMB voice?
Yeah, he does a great. He does Satellite and Crash.
Ooh.
Jake's a huge Dave fan. Are you guys Dave heads?
Sean, now I'll let Sean take it.
Oh, it's
there's
okay.
Always
I've
one.
Talked about it before. They were like the biggest thing in the world at my high school.
We grew up
really close, and it wasn't. Do you remember when they had the riots at the parking lot?
Oh yeah,
it was
yeah.
national news. I mean, like the Meadows parking lot, people were
Dave would
flipping over
do
cars,
two at the Meadows.
Setting them on fire. Yeah, I saw a girl get shoved, like a porta potty get shoved over with a girl inside of it.
No.
And then
you were at the
her
riots?
Boyfriend like had to fight this guy who shoved the porta potty over, but it was like for her honor because she was covered in pee and poop. But he obviously was like didn't want to fight.
What would you do in that situation? Like you have to
you
defend
can't
or
not
fight.
I think I spent they're right. teenagers, but it's like I don't think he had any option. He either had to break up with her or start punching this guy
or
who also was the kind of guy who would shove a
right.
porta potty over. So he did beat him up.
So that guy's story was I went to an awesome Dave concert last night. A fight broke out. I shoved over a porta potty. I beat somebody up.
Yes.
The party was awesome.
I'm the man. And Dave played Tripping Billies too.
They jammed for 28 minutes. I could never get into Dave Matthews because everybody was so into like the live shows of it all. And that, the songs were like 38 minutes long. Like I didn't quite understand it.
I hated them just to be a contrarian. I was always like,
they suck, man.
They're for wussies.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm into fucking hip hop. And then after I missed like the first concert where it was like everybody fingered each other on the lawn of the concert and everyone was doing drugs and having sex. And I was like, I think I'm going to go next year.
Seeing Judah Friedlander in the video where he gives free hugs, I believe it's for every day.
Yeah.
That's why I got into comedy.
Not why you got into
I saw out Judah Friedlander's comedy from that video, and I was like, oh, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
How old were you then?
I was 29.
How old are you now?
I'm 30, approaching
33. Wow.
Yeah.
Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Shout out. Sean and Hayes, I should introduce you guys.
Please.
Those two voices that you don't quite hear every week in the studio.
Not quite.
Although I do sound a little bit like Sean.
Yeah, almost.
Sean and Hayes from the Hollywood Handbook podcast.
Yes.
True or false?
Yes. No, true. It's true. I have to admit it.
But it's not just that podcast anymore.
Now we have so many. All of a sudden, we have tons.
It happens like that. Because
right?
One is popular,
it's a slippery
and then
slope.
It's a never ending. People are insatiable. They want more.
Before you know it,
I'm addicted to diminishing returns.
I'm not going to stop until nobody's listening to my rugby podcast.
Doing an Aussie rules
shout out
football
John Gabris.
Podcast.
We were the same way. We had this show for so long, and then Jake started a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, and he loved it. And I'm like, fuck, what's my Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah.
So I started a basketball podcast. Now it's like, all right, what else we got? Let's just fucking keep it going.
Dave Matthews podcast?
Yeah, DM Pod. So what do you guys have in addition to Hollywood Handbook?
We just started another NBA show. I was telling Amir, ours is called The Flagrant Ones.
Great.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yours came first, Amir, and Sean and I immediately text each other. We're like, fuck.
Mine was the tipping point. It wasn't the 1100 before mine.
No,
it
we, because we had already, we had all these plans. We had the first record, I think, scheduled.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we get hit with this, with the big dog doing
yeah.
a show.
Which is why I didn't want to.
The goat comes out with the podcast.
Every podcast that I bet two other people saw your podcast said, fuck, all right, let's do it anyway. And then yes. two other people will see that one. It's
I have noticed
extreme.
that then I go like, oh, I think I have other friends who have NBA podcasts that I wasn't
two.
Even aware of.
I have two. So I also like felt this like, do I do this? Like, I don't like talking about anything else. But at the same time, I feel bad because somebody, like literally two of my friends have podcasts.
Yeah, was JJ Redick mad when you started yours?
JJ was fine with it. He was fine with it. It was CJ and AJ that weren't too pleased with
CJ
me.
Miles.
Yeah. That's right, and AJ Burnett, who I think is a baseball player. But do you guys have anything in addition to those two? That's it right now, right?
Well, we do Hollywood Handbook. We also do... Hollywood Handbook, the pro version, which is on Stitcher Premium. And that is behind a paywall if anybody wants yeah. to just pay for everything individually.
And Sean has one called Hollywood Masterclass with Ben Rogers, and I do a show about LA politics.
The LA podcast.
Yeah.
That's where I get
great.
My
it's
news.
It's really fun.
Yeah. How did you immerse yourself into Los Angeles so much that you're like, I can start a show about this?
I had just been into it for a really long time, and I always wanted a show like that where I could keep up with stuff that is kind of like welcoming people into it and not just like mentioning names that you don't know
right.
and like assuming you know them. There used to be one called Which Way LA that was really boring, but at least it was on every day for like a half hour that you could kind of catch up with.
Is LA podcast a comedy podcast or just
no?
Like,
definitely not compared to like other comedy podcasts,
right.
but it we try to be like a little lighter and friendlier and funnier. It's funnier than the average local
just
news
accidentally.
Show.
Just
yeah.
but just by accident, it
yes.
has to be a little funny.
Yeah.
I'm impressed sometimes at how funny it is, because just having someone who recognizes how absurd what the local politics things they're talking about are, where you'll just be like, so this guy, for anyone who doesn't know, only hangs around with white supremacists.
Yeah.
And here are some of the other people that he's been known to associate with, and then just like tell stories about those figures, and you go like, oh, it's fucking insanity. Like, everyone in this entire realm is just out of their mind.
But I've already gotten kind of scared because we had one journalist. We've had a few journalists on the show now. And when we say stuff like that, the journalists will say, like, please cut. I can't even be on a show where
wow.
you guys are saying that stuff because they can get sued for, like, anything. And
so
I'm like,
sort of
oh, I was like, why? Nobody's sued me. Am I just, like, begging for this to happen at some point?
You're, like, in between the journalists and the comedians. In this,
yeah,
like,
I think, you know, I should
zone.
Say right now, it's a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
We're just having, it's, you
it's
know.
Satire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all L.A. local politics?
L.A. County, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Which I should is, check that out. I love
like,
politics podcasts.
It's 10 million people, you know. We got a lot of people in this.
It's good. I learned about
area.
My own neighborhood when the Koreatown lobbied to move the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were all
crazy.
Like, this is setting a super bad precedent. Other places are going to do this now. And then like 2 weeks later, another neighborhood immediately did exactly what you predicted in
yes.
the exact way you said, using what you said they would use, which is the Koreatown as precedent.
It was cool. It's fun
what
being
was,
right about things.
What was that precedent? What did they do?
They marched just to get this homeless shelter moved out of their neighborhood because they said it was too near a school and like all these other things. And they got what they wanted. It got moved to Westlake. And because the city council gave in on that, we were like, oh, everybody is going to do this now because they know that it works. And now Sherman
They'll never be able to land one because everyone will go like, oh, you can protest and get it moved. And then that place can protest and get it moved. So it's just hot potato.
Yeah. Right.
So that's why you organized that march for Mount Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A preemptive one. They weren't even trying to get anything.
We want
in
the shelter. Yeah.
you're marching backwards.
Our neighborhood is desolate.
We'll take any shelters we can get. But for now, this is If I Were You, an advice podcast, Jake and I's show about dispensing wisdom. Sometimes it's just us. Sometimes we have friends in the studio. Are you guys considered wise? Do people come to you seeking advice, seeking guidance? Is this new territory for you?
I get asked now. People starting a podcast will be like, how do I do this? And I'm embarrassed for two reasons. One is like, I don't want to be like Mr. Podcast. I want there to be someone else in their lives that they ask about this. But also that it's just kind of like you just buy this thing, like this little box, and then you hit the button on it, and now you have one.
You hit the box, and now you have one.
I want it to be harder, like the advice that I
You're
get.
Good at podcasting. What do? I press the button.
Yeah, I asked Gabrus first, and he just sent me his Amazon shopping list.
That I probably sent him 3 years ago.
Yes, I think he did. Tell me it was the exact same thing. And of course, now I look at the equipment here, it is exactly what I have.
When I get asked, how do I start a podcast? I go, first of all, if you can do literally anything else and be happy, do it, because that's going to be easier.
And then they come back to you in a day.
Yeah.
All right. And they go like, well, I started it. And they go, oh, okay. And they go, and it's more popular than yours. And I go, yeah, that's right. Oops.
I started mine accidentally.
Can I be a guest on yours then?
That advice, by the way, is a direct quote from, I believe, Simon Kinberg in his Arclight story that aired right after X-Men Apocalypse in the theater.
He was the writer of X-Men Apocalypse.
He wrote the script, and then he, in the Arclight story, they were like, so what advice do you have to young writers? And he was like, don't even fucking dream about it unless you're made of iron.
It's the hardest job ever.
I can't handle
a coal miner asked the question.
Literally one other person worth of competition will phase me out of my job. I'm begging you to reconsider. All right, this is a question. We're going to give this guy a fake name. Sean, do you have a fake name? Could be anything. Could be silly. Could be casual. Could be your first grade teacher. Just something that we can refer to this guy so we can preserve his anonymity.
Could be silly. Could be casual. Could be my first grade teacher. Miss Modine was my first grade teacher.
Usually you give like some kind of what the theme of the question is to give him something. It might help to narrow it down just a little bit.
I gave him too many options.
Yeah, he's got too big a sandbox right now.
Well, you said something casual.
Silly. A Q sound is silly.
It doesn't have. It could be anything. Like Q sound is a great start. Just give us any name that starts with Q. You're sitting so uncomfortably. Just
you're fidgeting a lot.
Yeah, Q man.
Your mouth is getting Q. So yeah, I said a Q name and you just said Q man. So how do you spell that?
C-U.
He's a pool shark.
Yeah. C-U-E space.
Then the letter Q.
Here comes the Q, man.
Q, man, right.
Don't play Q, man.
I've been working at my job for about a year now, and things are going well. I get along with my coworkers, and they get along with me. However, even after all this time, Christmas party and social events included, I haven't mentioned the fact that I have a 3-year-old child. I never lied about it. It just never came up for the first couple months, and now I feel like it's weird to mention it. How the hell can I mention that I have this child after a year without it getting really weird? Ciao. Love, Q-Man. Do you have any friends like this that have a secret child or you were surprised to learn how to
child? You guys don't have kids, do you?
I'm expecting.
Are you really?
In March, yeah.
Wow, congrats.
March, baby.
Thanks, yeah, that's exciting. Pumped.
Is this the announcement?
Holy shit.
Is this the fucking lead?
It went up on the gram.
I've been saving it for if I were you. Yeah. I knew I had this in the tank. I said, my wife wanted to tell our friends. I said, no, hang on. This will be worth it.
We didn't have this scheduled. We're like, I think they're going to reach out soon.
Can you actually save it for our $9.99 tier on Patreon? We're hoping to like dangle this carrot. So we're going to edit that secret information out of this episode. And if you want to know what Sean said, give us $10 a month for how long do you want to say? 6 months?
Yeah, after 6 months. Yeah. Because the baby will be born by then.
Whoa, we'll, don't we'll
bleep
spoil.
That out.
All right. Juicy, we'll bleep that part out too.
How did you do it on the gram?
How did I? Oh, I.
Was it a post to the sonogram? Was it a post to you?
It was a post to the sonogram. We had this great one where the baby is just holding up his hand.
Wow.
And like all five fingers extended, like he's waving. And so. I posted the sonogram with a little ironic joke, as I always have to do.
Baby's first selfie.
I said, this is the baby showing you how many rings Tom Brady has.
that's good.
Hope the haters are still mad when he gets here in March.
So, they will
be. Little Tom Brady onesie.
They will mm-hmm. be still mad when, yeah, it comes to March.
Yeah, oh, the haters are always mad. That's sort of what makes them haters.
So is there a weird way for him to drop this information? Is it
not weird?
Not weird. He doesn't want to seem weird. Because Q-Man is afraid of being weird.
There's a lot of weird ways to do it. Him just like putting a little picture of a 3-year-old on his desk all of a sudden now.
Yeah,
after
I have
a
child.
Well, now it could be, that would be weird if they all think that he doesn't have a kid. And now suddenly a grown child has appeared on his desk.
Yeah.
But I think he is preparing to do this in a weird way because that he's kind of like scared of doing it.
He wants mm-hmm. to debut.
Yeah.
He wants to announce.
So he'll announce it in a way that's like, I know this is weird, but I have this kid. And then they'll be like, why did he say it like that? Instead of just like finding any, you know, people with kids, it is a little weird that he hasn't mentioned it because you just say something that even like tangentially connects to the kid and the parent is like, oh, my 3-year-old like loves that. That's her favorite color or whatever. But that's what he should do. Just find an easy way to do that. Super casual.
Yeah.
What if he like speeds something up? Sort of like, so he says that he has a newborn or he says that he's expecting.
Everyone's
like, congrats. And then 4 months later, it's like, oh yeah, the baby's here.
Oh, that's good. But then you have to sort of skip in time so that when they meet him, he's a 4-year-old.
Right.
It's like,
but
didn't you say that a year ago?
If you have the job for like 3 years, I feel like you could have fast forwarded enough to have him be 5.
I think story is that like I'm as surprised by this kid as you are.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
I
if
see.
He
so
could pull up if he puts
him.
The kid in the back seat, pulls up to work, and then is like, "Oh my god." You know, make sure someone sees
it.
And then he's like, "Oh, I guess I'll raise the kid now."
Right.
So I'm not an asshole.
He brings the kid to work and he's like, can somebody claim this kid? Nobody does by the end of the day. He's like,
yeah,
all
then
right,
I'm just going to keep him.
I'll raise the kid.
All right, how about this? You post the sonogram picture. You post the little cheeky joke, the irreverent little humor joke. Mm. Baby's coming in March. Haters, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
April comes by. You bring in the 3-year-old. So people are like, wait a second. What is that? You're like, this is my little baby. He came in March and now he's here. And they're like, it's April fucking 5th. That's a 3.5-year-old child. And you're like, no, that's a little baby.
He's
it's
big
a little
for his,
baby.
He's big for
super
his
advanced.
Yeah. Smart.
Might want to do it on April Fool's just so we can bail.
Yes, if you really get called out by like a scientist who's there or something.
And say, this
he
is
does work in a lab.
He's walking, he's talking, mm-hmm. he's 3'6".
Say, this is someone else's kid, April Fool's, and then we start over and we try something else.
New Instagram, a new sonogram, new baby coming.
Yeah.
Good job. 5-year-old.
There's also a sob story version of it where it's like you had to take care of this kid. And you make up some, like, you know, really terrible backstory for the child. And then you look like a hero.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are you getting the vibe that he's not
married?
Definitely
get elevated at work.
Do you feel like he's not married or something? Like, he seems like he's like, everyone thinks I'm this single bachelor.
The phrasing, he's like, I have this kid.
Yeah. It's usually not that singular.
It's not even his kid.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, I mean,
I know that I have a fucking 3-year-old.
If he's married, he's not comfortable revealing his wife or his kid.
Right.
It's a secret family at that point.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of who I'm curious about is the girl at work who, you know, he's like maybe cultivating a relationship with.
That's right.
Wakes up after the Christmas party in his house, and she's like, wow, that was really fun. And then you hear like, daddy, and like, what did she get herself into? She's part of this blended family now.
Coming soon to CBS.
That's the show.
All right. Those are some options.
Godspeed, bud.
Next question. Should I narc or not? Hayes, do you have a name for this confused gentleman, whether or not he should narc?
Joe of Narc.
That's really nice. Joe of Narc. That's the name of the show that's coming to CBS. Joe of Narc writes, sup, my dudes. My name is Joe of Narc. Longtime listener, first-time problem haver. I recently wound up in a predicament at work where my coworker was drinking and smoking some of the devil's lettuce on the job. Normally, this wouldn't be a big deal. You do you on your off days and whatever. And I'd just keep to myself if this were a retail or food job, seeing as how we live in a state where bud is legal. It's a problem because we're security. So if something happens on the site, we have to be sober, we have to be sharp, and we have to respond accurately. I don't hate the guy. He's a little annoying, but who isn't at some point? So I don't want to tell my boss and get him fired. But if it came out that I knew and didn't tell my boss, I'd get fired too. I know the best thing to do would be to just tell the boss and he'd respect my request of not dropping my name and I wouldn't get in trouble. But I want to hear the opinions from some guys that I respect from over the internet. So what should I do? What would you do? Should I be a loser and narc on him, or should I just keep it to myself? Much love, Joe.
Did he say that the guy was drinking and smoking weed? You could do that now.
You could drink weed. Yes. That's right.
I've been curious about it because Sean is sober.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this vibes stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a CBD drink.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does it. Like, I think it might be kind of a placebo thing.
Right.
Although CBD is not like the highness.
It's non-psychoactive.
Oh, but it makes your... What does it do?
It supposedly just makes your body feel better.
And does it?
I'll check in about like half an hour later and be like, I guess I'm not any extreme pain. So maybe it's because of this drink.
I have a CBD like... lotion that I put on my foot because my foot hurts a lot.
So you can absorb it. It does help. Skin as well.
Yeah.
Can sober people use CBD?
It's a new frontier, kind of.
I know. Yeah. I guess with all of this stuff, you know, anyone could do anything. Like, there's definitely people in sobriety programs who drink non-alcoholic beer, and there's people who say you can't do that, and there's people who say you could never take Advil, and there's other people who take it. So it's a little bit case by case. I mean, a lot of it comes down to, like, intent, you know? So it's like, if you're doing it looking to get a buzz. Because there was a while where I was like, I tried kombucha, and then I found out that kombucha has, like, 1% alcohol in it. And I was like... okay, I guess I'm saying I live this like alcohol-free lifestyle, but I'm not drinking it to like try to get fucked up.
Right.
So I think that it kind of comes down to like your personal feeling about what, you know, what is right or wrong. Are you doing it because you are hoping that you're going to get a buzz out of it? And then if you did, would that lead to you doing it more and more? Then I think you should be
for your gut health.
You should abstain.
Like fermentation.
Yeah, but if you're doing it because it's like, oh, this is like good for my stomach, and or with CBD lotion or whatever, if you're
because
like,
my bunion hurts.
Yeah, I have aches. Yeah,
let's see your bunion. By the way, it's really shiny with the lotion. It looks good right now. But actually, get the lotion. Go downstairs.
I don't
want to
take
lotion.
My shoe off because I'm also wearing a little bunion ring that separates my
the
toe
bunion
box.
Is high from the weed lotion.
Coming to Adult Swim this fall. High bunion.
And at the risk of boring everyone, I have tried a CBD drink and a CBD lotion. I didn't find that it had any effect on me, but I was doing it just to sort of see what it was like. And the thing that I felt most weird about in terms of things that I've done in sobriety is this new drink that I really enjoy, which is hops water.
Yes.
Which essentially tastes...
I introduced Sean to
hops
this.
Water.
It's crazy.
It has zero alcohol. There's no thing that could have any effect. But since I have not had a drink in 14 years, it tastes the most like a beer of anything I've ever had.
It has the flavor of hops, but it's like sparkling water. And yeah, I found this at the 7-Eleven on like Sunset.
So it's not even like Erewhon. You found this at 7-Eleven.
Yes. Do you like it?
I really like it. It has this
good.
Sort of pleasant, bitter,
so
herbal
but it's good.
Taste, and it
it's
is a nice
hops
drink.
2-0.
But I have a tinge of like weird feeling about it. Where I'm
it
like,
tastes
this
too much like
tastes,
beer.
Tastes a little bit like beer, and it's like, should I be enjoying this? But
and you'll drink
I've
it
made
like
my
on your
peace with
on
it.
Your back patio. You drink it in a very
I
like,
joke about it
way.
Like it's beer. Where I go to my wife, she'll be like, I'm going to bed, and I'll go. I think I'm going to hit the porch and have a cold one before I turn
a
in.
Cold
and I'll,
hops
and I'll crack open a hops 2-0. Or H2 ops, however you should say
H2 ops, I think maybe. Yes. It's hard with the formatting to know what it's
oh,
called.
Oh, got yeah. it. It's an H2O pun. I thought it was like a hops 2.0
no,
pun.
It's, God, it's no, it's like hops
okay,
water.
I'm on.
Yeah. That doesn't answer the narc question at all. I mean, is anyone else feeling like maybe he should talk to this guy
I noticed
directly?
He didn't even raise that as an option.
That yeah. is interesting.
The I'm dude's going to be pissed. He's going to be like, fuck you, man. I do. But then at that point, I would have no guilt about going and telling the boss. I would
you
say, hey.
You gave him the warning.
I'd say, hey, look, I know this is uncomfortable. I don't want to be a lame-o, but like, because of the nature of our job, it makes me uncomfortable that I know you're drinking and getting high. So either you have to do it so that I don't know about it. Like, if you actually think you're cool enough that I won't be able to tell, then like, I guess do it secretly in your car or something before work, or just stop and do it when you go home. Otherwise, I feel a responsibility to tell our supervisor because I think that you're putting people in danger. And if he goes like, hey, fuck you, man, I'll do what I want. And then you go like, all right, then I'm going to do what I said.
I think better to show him rather than explain to him the danger of this would be to stage an emergency.
Okay. That he can't handle.
A heist. Yeah, that he is too high.
All the security cameras go black.
Yeah.
He gets shot.
Alarm goes.
Oh yeah, or maybe his like paranoia from being high will cause him to shoot the actor you have hired.
Oh no, Mark!
But then you find out that he also knew the actor.
Oh,
and he yeah. was teaching you a lesson.
Right.
That's
like
cool.
How you never punk Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Or that is the rule. I forgot about that rule.
Yeah. You try to punk him. Don't come at the king, or you better not miss.
That's right. Or maybe you give him some of that CBD shit, that shit that doesn't really get him high. He's still smoking. He's still thinking he's getting a buzz, but it's actually just a medicinal buzz. So he's just not sore anymore, which is fine because, you know, his job
it's
is
a friendly
security
prank.
Guard. Yeah, yeah. A friendly prank. An anti-prank. Is it still a prank if you're being nice to somebody? Like a surprise party? Is a surprise,
is a
party,
surprise
a prank?
Party a prank?
That's the philosophical shit that we answer on this show.
Is a
Sorry,
surprise party
I've been
a
eating
prank?
A lot of Jake's lotion, so I'm like kind of getting a buzz right now.
Did you
now.
See on House of Highlights?
Yes, that, probably, but continue.
The surprise party that an elementary school did for the janitor?
Is that the one where they give him Jordans and he starts crying?
No. He did cry.
Okay.
They did it in a kind of mean way where they were like, hey, this kid took a shit at like the gym. Like, come clean this up.
So they surprised him by luring him there with a sad part of
and
his
then
job.
And then a huge party. He's like, ha ha, this is the guy that cleans the shit. He showed up to clean shit, everyone.
But it was all these kids, and he cried. I don't know why it was on House of Highlights. Yeah. It shouldn't have been there. But
House of Highlights is basketball highlights and also kids just sort of being nice to their teachers sometimes.
Yes, and, but it did, that didn't feel like a prank.
No.
The kids weren't like, blah!
Yeah, prank seemingly connotes negative.
Yeah.
Hayes was involved in a surprise party for me once. It was at his house.
Yeah.
You guys ever had
I'd
a surprise party thrown
involved.
For you?
I gave no, up my house
never.
For it.
I have, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a little weird. It was like,
when
you
was
know,
it?
The back in New York like 10, 12 years ago.
Was I
oh,
there?
You knew each
Maybe
other.
Maybe so.
I should have been there.
Yeah. It was one of those things where it's like, wait, one second. Let's stay at this restaurant for like 20 minutes. I was like, all right, let's come here. I'm like, you're acting weird. Like,
so you knew.
Yeah, it was like tipped off. Was yours a complete surprise?
I was totally shocked. I mean, I had been invited to Hayes's to watch a movie, and
what were we
that's
gonna
the
watch,
first
do you remember?
I don't think
we
had picked something out.
I bet
and
we had.
Which is
if it's you,
there
known.
Was a range of
A couple of different movies,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, okay. It was like maybe one of these. And I think if there was a specific movie, I actually would remember because I would have been disappointed that I wasn't watching the movie or something. Because I would have been really specifically looking forward to it.
Yeah. Was it your party? Was it your birthday?
It was my birthday. My wife had organized it with the help of Hayes, and she like picked me up. I was doing something else, and then we drove to Hayes's house, and I was expecting to walk in, and he was like, "I got a new projector screen. We're all going to watch a movie." And I walked in, and there's like 40 people that all shouted surprise, and
I'm going to say it was as many as 60 people.
60 people.
Yes.
And I swear to God, my first thought, and this maybe illustrates how stupid I am, I went, "Oh, there's a surprise party for someone." Like, I could not connect it to myself.
And it was your actual birth date?
It was like a day before or after, yeah.
Oh, interesting. So you're like, "Oh, you guys accidentally screened it for me."
Yes.
Not this many people like me.
I was like, there's someone behind me who's getting surprised with a party now. What crazy timing. Like, I just couldn't. And I was scanning faces. It was really disorienting.
Not a satisfying reaction for you.
I was shocked.
Smiling, and were you eventually happy?
It was. I was really waiting for the big reaction. I didn't quite get it.
Yeah,
it was kind of like, okay, because he never wants to show too much.
I don't have it. Yes. There's not much in there.
I'm not suppressing. It just doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. But we had a casino night.
Oh, wow, really fun. That's really
yeah.
Nice.
It was fun.
Do you like planning parties? Was this a fun experience planning?
No, we
party?
Haven't had one since then. it was just like kind of stressful having that many people, but we had just moved into this place, so the house was like kind of empty, so that made it a little
good. And I don't want to steal the credit for planning from my wife either. I don't, and when you asked, do you like planning parties, maybe say co-planning parties.
Yeah,
or
that's
something.
Right, it was
right. Grace was super involved.
It was all Grace.
She was
so yeah, it's my all right house, can you ask again just so we have it that
did
way.
You and Grace enjoy finding it?
Well, how would you know her name?
I don't know. I feel like we're not going to edit this podcast.
We'll get it
for this.
We'll get it. Let's get it authentically.
Let's
though.
Get it clean.
Did you enjoy co-planning the party?
With who? Sorry. Now I'm like chiming in. All right. Did we answer this guy's question or not?
Why did you get so mad at me?
We said staged emergency.
Yes, that's right.
And somebody is going to learn a lesson one way or the other. Even if he kills the actor, what better way to teach him that he should not
because
be doing all these drugs?
I have one more option.
Weed makes him sharper.
Wait, what's your one more option?
If you can't beat him, join him.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, brother.
And you've been sober for how long?
14 years.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and answer some more questions with Sean and Hayes after this.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Hey guys, do you have any...
Aunt Alexa, the fight!
Sorry about that. Do you have any unsolicited advice?
what was the end? Since that is the question, the song was the question, I didn't quite hear the words at the end, and I just want to make sure
it was
that
like
I'm
this,
not missing it.
It was this like weird little passing thing we did once. It was like, I don't even remember what it is, actually.
I say unsolicited advice, and then there's a guitar riff, and then you say something.
It's like, Mom, I'm coming or something.
Okay, it sounds like that is what it is.
To what I heard, Mom, I'm coming.
Okay, so that is
so
what
now
it
we
is.
Have two people. Yes. So and he's closer to the
and you know what? Now that I think
it,
about it, it is that because I did say that once and they grabbed it and they used it against me and they put it in the song and now it's there forever.
Why did you say it once?
I said it once as a joke, like I was fucking my mom, but like as a goof. Obviously.
The way you said it,
that's not even what I was picturing.
Okay.
What were you picturing?
What were you picturing?
You said it a lot.
Like, she walked in on me masturbating.
Yeah, or not even that she walked in, but that she had been in the room the whole time.
Got it.
You'll appreciate this very quick story that I told on our basketball Patreon, that I have a friend who was at basketball camp at Providence College and was masturbating in his bunk, and then the door opens.
Austin Crozier.
Jeff Van Gundy is standing in the doorway.
And now he can't watch NBA on ABC without coming. Because it's just a Pavlovian response to his bald head. Jeff Van Gundy walked in on
when
your
friend.
When he
was assistant coach, so he was like running the basketball camp. And he was about to yell at him to like get to practice. So if you can picture like young Jeff Van Gundy.
Thin hair.
Yes. Just
not even fully bald yet.
Watching my friend on the verge.
He like fully walked in on him doing it?
Swung the door all the way open.
Saw the
and my
dick.
Friend is in full view.
Stan, you gotta come in here. Stan, check this kid out.
Jesus.
He's coming.
I have some unsolicited advice. A great product that has really been life-changing in my household. My wife is a freaking tea freak. She's addicted.
A freaking vegan?
To the sweet leaf. Not that. That's a brand. Yeah. She just loves tea, not sweet leaf, even in particular.
Mighty Angel's leaf. Lettuce. What did you call it?
Mighty Leaf.
That's good.
That's another brand.
Yeah.
And what she'll do she is like very easily distracted, so she would put a pot of hot water on and then like leave the house. And so then it would just destroy the pot. There's like steam.
Smoke stains.
Like set off the fire alarm or whatever. It was bad. We got one of these hot water heaters where you just flip a little switch. It's way faster and no damage to any.
Yeah. Any They're brand amazing. Or anything that you recommend of it?
Fucking sell out. Let's hear the brand.
My wife actually uses one of those as well.
Okay, and do either of you know which one you use?
I think it might be a Sojirushi.
A what?
Okay.
It's a Japanese word. I don't know. It's like not that crazy.
Is it metal or plastic? I mean, I remember having like the plastic hot potty kind of one that you would use for like ramen or something.
Ours is metal.
I'm on Amazon. A Zojirushi is $250,000.
Awesome.
I guess
it's big.
It's really big. Yeah.
It's like a tank for what would normally be used to heat water for a house. I talked to my wife. She loves
it's
tea.
It's a hot water heater, basically.
Expensive for that, too.
What is it called specifically? A hot water cooker?
It's not a water cooker.
It's like an electric kettle?
Electric kettle is the
I
word
think that's
for
right.
Yes. A water cooker is good. You're like, oh, cooking
now
up
we're
some
cooking
water.
With water. It seems like we're past tea kettles.
I'm hungry. Can you just cook me some water, man?
The water, the rice maker is the same thing. Like, it's
very similar.
Something that, like, it's borderline a pot, but makes it slightly easier. So you should just get the rice maker. You guys have a rice maker?
I hate that shit. Because then before you know it, you have like a kitchen full of shit that's only for one purpose.
Yeah, like an avocado slicer.
To cook many things, including rice.
But it can burn the rice. It cannot. You can do the ratio correctly.
Rice is tough. But I use a Dutch oven now for basically every stovetop thing. It's great.
So now you're going, even though with the tea, you're just Dutch
oven. Dutch oven and a cast iron pot. That's the bachelor pad shit. You don't need anything
else. I have a knife. Then that doubles as a knife, a fork.
And a plate. You eat your blade. Food off the side of the knife. Just lick it off.
I don't need a cutting board. I cut everything into my hand.
A toothbrush. You're just describing being a hobo.
I got a skillet and a piece of ragged metal.
Instead of a house.
Mm-hmm. Well, a skillet is go over your head when it rains.
Of course, yeah. Instead of an umbrella, I have a skillet or a house. Sean, do you have any unsolicited advice?
Yeah, I have a product that I've never used that I think people will enjoy having. I've owned one, and I need to replace it, actually, when I get my new car because I left this in my old car. But anyway, everyone should look up this product. It's called the Trucker's Friend.
The Trucker's Friend.
And it is...
It is a fleshlight. What else could that be?
No, it's not.
It's actually much dirtier than
that. It looks like a scary axe.
Yeah,
it is something that you put in your car that is supposed to be like in an emergency, you can use it to cut your seatbelt off or smash the window open if you were trapped. Or
fucking beat somebody that's trying to steal your boomboxes out of the back of your truck.
It's this big, heavy axe-looking thing that my friend... at one of the jobs I had ordered for his car, and then he was like, I just feel more comfortable having this. And then he talked, maybe he bought one for me, either that or he just convinced me and Dom to both buy them. But then I've had it under the front seat of my car for, you know, 7 years now,
just waiting for the fucking
have
moment.
You ever used it?
Never have used it ever for anything.
Not even brandished it.
There's something about having it. Well, I've put my hand on it before because one time I was driving and somebody cut me off, like pulled out of a parking lot and like almost hit my car. And I laid on the horn and they put their hand out the window and waved at me and then flipped me off, like turned the wave, friendly wave, into a middle finger. And then I turned the same way they were going after the stop sign. I think they thought I was like following them to start something. And they pulled over to the side of the road immediately, like diagonal. And the dude jumped out of the car and started like pounding his chest and like coming at me. And I was driving by, but my hand just drifted down beneath the seat to the handle of the Trucker's Friend,
moment.
Which I guess I was going to use to chop him up. But I just drove away. Like, he couldn't get in my car.
You pull yours out. He pulls out his Trucker's Friend.
Oh, yeah.
Sword fight. If you really time it right, a guy gives you the finger and he could fucking lose that finger.
Just
throwing the Trucker's Friend.
But I think people should have it.
Back to you like a boomerang, too.
Holy shit, you really are my friend.
You should get Trucker's Friend and truck nuts for your car.
And then you can fucking castrate your truck nuts with your friend.
Yeah,
you're like
true.
Hanging like nuts, like human nuts, on the back of your truck that you slice
peeling off
of your Trucker's Friend.
Coming soon to HBO, I guess. I don't know what channel does this show land on. We'll figure it out later.
That's Cinemax.
That's Cinemax. Yeah. Absolutely, they got to go for it a little more than HBO.
Mm, they got to dive in.
I'm on Home Depot. The Pro Hammer Axe Multidimensional Tool is what it's called there. It has 1-star review. Just a 1-star.
It's from some guy.
Did anybody write anything?
What's that?
Did anybody write anything in the review, or they just gave it the 1-star?
I didn't know this in advance, but the pictures shown are the real Trucker's Friend, which is made in the USA. But what I received is the off-grid tools Hammer Axe, which is made in China. Had I known ahead of time, I never would have ordered it, and I expect better from Home Depot.
So it's not that they were upset with the with the product itself.
That's right.
Or I guess they are upset with the product itself,
but
they love the Trucker's Friend, is what this review tells me.
That's right.
So would have been so easy to buy the Trucker's Friend, though.
Yeah, this
like they
mad.
Knew what they wanted, and they knew the difference.
Yeah, and they thought this generic equivalent was made in the USA, but instead it was made in China. And he's disappointed, frankly, and he wants the refund from Home Depot. I'm going to reply. You guys have a minute?
Can you do that?
It turns into a chat of sorts with this guy named Matt. No, I can't reply, unfortunately. We'll have to reach out to him a different way. All right, let's answer one more question before you guys have to get out of here, because honestly, I'm pissed off. But this is a 19-year-old from Ireland. Sean, back to you. Casual name. I can't stress how casual this has to be.
Okay, so just normal, nothing funny
exactly,
or crazy.
Yeah.
And doesn't have to be a teacher or mine or anything.
Yeah, and more importantly, like the fact that you come up with it
and
quick.
And it's fast.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the ideal, is that it's like almost
fast.
Immediate.
Boom.
Does he have to use the Irish thing?
He doesn't have to, but it's a nice way to color the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a 19-year-old from Ireland.
Mr. Q.
Okay. Yeah.
Another pool
got
shark.
It. Got it. So just the Q man.
No, he's from Kew Gardens.
I see. Oh, K-E-W.
Q-Man and Mr. Q. That is a pool. That is like a buddy comedy pool shark movie.
From Kew Gardens, Ireland writes, here's the thing. Every year around the end of January, the school smoke show holds an indoor pool party. Yeah. Though, there is an indoor pool. It's mostly just people from our school, and their shirts off drinking beer.
A pool party in Ireland is so funny because the weather is so shitty. They have to have it indoors.
That's right.
God, everyone must be so pale.
It's cloudy and rainy, and everyone's thick and white. I went there for the first time this year, and let's just say I was in good shape. I was hitting the gym 3 or 4 or 5 times a week, eating right, and playing racquetball for about a year and a half prior to the event.
Nice.
I was leading a Gangnam style life. At the do you guys remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's by Psy.
This email is from 2014.
At the party, the girls loved me. They were feeling my abs and talking about my workouts and being really flirty. The smoke show and all her smoke hoes said I had the best body there. But that summer, I kind of fell out of routine. I wasn't eating healthily, and I started drinking. Nothing too insane, but in Ireland, we enjoy drinking beer. I started to lose my abs and then my pecs. My grades dropped and I failed my end of year exams, so I have to repeat the year. When I went back in September, talk of the pool party had already started and girls were talking about how they couldn't wait to see me there. I must be so jacked by now. So I kind of went along with it thinking I could go from smoke no to smoke show in 5 months that I had. However, my parents insisted that I should be spending more time studying and less time at the gym, and I haven't gotten any gym time in and I'm too out of shape to even slim down. I'm still big enough that I fill out my shirt, but not so fat that it's noticeable. You can only see when I take my shirt off. So, what do I do? Do I take off my shirt and have everyone laugh at me, ruining my reputation, which is already scoured after I failed my summer exams? Or do I keep my shirt on and look like a tease? Or not go at all? I'm in a tough place here. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Mr. Q.
This is so much. First of all, every episode of this show I have listened to, the show has evolved predictably into sort of like a lame penthouse forum where guys make up stories about just kind of like girls liking them a little bit or like having sex one time
That's
or whatever.
Right. And how can he let them all down?
Yes. Other stuff, he's too old to be in high school.
He is 19.
You're not supposed to be in high school anymore.
I don't know how shit goes down in Ireland.
He's doing his 20 years old levels or whatever now.
Yeah. With Ireland, who can know how they do things over there? So does this resonate? How? What's your guys' level of fitness? Are you in shape, out of shape? Do you vacillate between the two? Do you take pride in it? Do you not care about it?
I run a little bit. I don't work out super actively. Sean is a gym rat.
I've a little bit fallen off of what, you know, my routine for a while. I think when Hayes met me, I was in pretty incredible shape. And I could show you guys a photo of my torso from back then.
I'd really love to see that, actually. That sounds great to me.
Would you say you were cut or jacked?
I don't know.
It's tough to say.
You want to see the picture?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Oh,
it's your phone background.
We don't even have to
pause. Yeah, you didn't have to pull it up.
Let's just talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway...
Well, how did you get in such good shape?
Well, I was a big tennis player in high school, and I would work out, and I played tennis all the time.
So the racquetball,
pretty fit.
The racket sports strategy seems to be. I wouldn't think that that's the way.
I
to
never
get,
look
like,
at Federer. I'm
super
like, wow,
cut.
That guy is jacked.
You see Nadal though?
Yeah, Nadal's jacked, but he's the exception to the rule. Djokovic taking off his shirt all the time. I never see abs.
He definitely has abs. He doesn't have pecs.
Yeah, and I never really had great pecs, and that's the truth.
this is just a lower torso pec.
Just lower torso. No, that's not true. That's not
true. It's actually just your dick. I can see you're scrolling through a lot of options.
Hang on, we'll find it because I did send it to Hayes and some friends in a text not that long ago. Hang on,
is that true?
This was in a text chain with the Doughboys.
Yes.
I don't remember how this came up at all. But and I don't remember seeing the pic. I think I missed the picture in the chain, so I'm excited to see it now.
Yeah, hopefully I can find it.
Elements of this story, the girls are saying in October, we can't wait till January to feel your abs again.
That's unusual to me.
And then could I keep the shirt on just to tease them as they tear it off his
body? I don't
body.
Know. Maybe it's not that impressive, but here you go. Here's what my body looked like at that time.
Wow, that's really
Yeah,
you?
So I was pretty in good shape.
This is thick.
Yeah, I was pretty thick, and I was working out a lot,
I
also had
body.
A great, great diet.
Wow.
Let's talk diet. Dude,
how many pounds did you weigh?
This
point?
Talk about a tease. I'm waiting to see this fucking.
I was probably a
Big
little
biceps.
Bit less than I am right now.
And
right now,
you know?
I'm probably about 185.
That's,
I think at the time I was probably
thick.
Like 178 or
the
something.
The lat definition here is really something. And the biceps, your biceps are big.
So how old is that photo?
That is from, I would say, 2010.
The photo quality really locates it in time.
Yeah, there's a little date at the bottom in
yes.
fluorescent.
That was pre-iPhone. Yeah. I guess that's an early iPhone photo, yeah?
Yeah, so, and I do remember taking a pic, being like, I should take a pic. I'm in really good shape right now. I did it with my
timer?
Like photo booth. On
oh god,
my
on your
laptop.
On your laptop.
Oh
laptop
shit.
Photo.
And I think it was after a morning of playing tennis and immediately working out at the gym.
Yeah.
You got. The, you got
now the I've pump. Put on. I've put on a little bit of a tummy, and I can't quite seem to beat it. I can't get rid of it totally, and I'm always carrying a little 5 extra pounds, and I'd love to shake it.
We could all do the indoor pool party challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And with Mr. Q, by end of January, be ready to take our shirts off and get our abs felt at the indoor pool
wow.
party.
Wow.
Because we know there's like a horde of Irish women who are like tearing the shirts off of any teasers.
Every day, every time they see you, are doing like little grabby hands motions like, can't wait till end of January.
That happened to me a lot when I was in shape, is everyone wanted to grab my body.
Yeah, they wanted to feel your abs, feel
Wasn't
your
more,
buzz.
I feel like whenever I'm working out a lot, it's more men that want to feel. I've never ever had like a girl
well,
like, oh my God, I need to touch your
a guy
abs,
will like put his hand
God,
on your shoulder and go like, hey,
whoa.
Good to see you, man. And then go, hey, wow.
Yeah.
And start like sweet, like, whoa, we're working out, huh?
I'm an asshole that does that a lot. I do that to everybody.
Well, but it feels good to hear. I mean, you're putting the work in. Nice for someone to notice. I will say, I've been meaning to bring this up on our Patreon, but our third host, Carl Tart, said something that just meant the world to me at a writing job we had together last year where I don't remember exactly how we got there, but Carl said to everyone in the room, don't sleep on Sean's arms now.
Wow. And you'll never forget that.
He had been noticing that
That's
I did have,
cool.
you know, some big arms. And
I love that.
He was like, we're all ignoring this.
Yeah.
So he's like the school smoke show of the story.
Well.
Who, the person you want to impress with
and
your
that's
brother.
Right.
Is he mm-hmm. is he jacked?
Carl?
He's really strong.
He's very strong. Yeah. He was, I mean, he was a college basketball player.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That'll do it. Are you actively trying to lose the gut, or are you like, hey, it's not happening accidentally?
Well, I don't know how far we want to go into this, but actually, I hurt my knee a couple years ago, and I sort of had to stop running. I had gotten into pretty good shape doing a lot of, like, circuit training stuff, and I no longer could do, like, really high-impact running. At least the doctor was like, don't run anymore for 6 months or something. So I stopped, and then I transferred to doing like elliptical and bike, and I just could not seem to get the same like sweat
right.
going. And
you
I
can't get that high intensity. For
yeah,
that
so it didn't feel like I could burn fat really. And so I still lift weights and go to the gym and do that stuff. And I've recently added Pilates, which I really like. Wow. I know that it's traditionally considered to be a woman's workout.
I'm quietly interested in Pilates. I haven't done it.
LeBron does it. And yeah. And because of that knee injury, I really wanted to be able to get back out and play tennis again because I feel like that's a fun way that I could burn this fat off. And I realized that Pilates builds all your structural muscles like around your knees and your postural muscles so that you have fewer like back and leg injuries if you get into it. So I've been trying to keep up with that and yeah, get you
never
back
see,
out there.
You never see LeBron slouching. He's never like crouched like a question mark over his iPhone, sort of like mouth breathing, checking out what to order on Pilates.
Which is all I
imagine
do.
LeBron lying in bed for like an
on
hour
Instagram.
After he wakes up, just scrolling through.
instantly ignoring the warning that he's used Instagram too much today.
Hitting the screen time that you don't even see the screen time warning anywhere because your thumb just instinctively is wiping it out.
I gotta get out of bed.
What are your guys' routines, Jake and Amir? What do you guys do?
I climb at the climbing gym right next door.
Oh, that's nice. Cool.
That's good.
I work out with my buddy Billy, who's really jacked. He's like been working out since like he was 15 and he's 35. So when I go to the gym, I try to go with him. And then he's like, because when I go by myself, I'm like, all right, I'll do 3 bicep exercises and like 2 chest. And I'm starting to feel sore, so I'll, you know,
this is
do
Billy,
some sit-ups.
Billy Scafuri.
Billy Scafuri, yeah, that's exactly right. Billy. With Billy, it's like, all right, let's do another one. Let's do another one. Let's do another one. It's like stuff that I would never actually push myself to do,
yeah,
which helps a lot.
That can be really good.
Yeah, it helps to have somebody stronger than you telling you what to do.
Or and any class or something will do that too, where they
that's
like,
what
make you
say,
do like, legs and stuff that you don't want to do.
Yeah, spinning classes,
working
like
out by yourself, you
biking, but it's so high intense that like I'm always leaving drenched.
Oh man, I love I've gone spinning with my
good.
Wife a few times. It's fucking great.
I was getting into rowing too, which is another way that
they
I do feel like I burn myself out really hard. So I think they do it as an element in some classes.
Yeah. Have you guys ever done a VersaClimb class?
That's what LeBron
does.
Right.
LeBron does that too.
The climb lift. Sort
of, I've seen the machine.
Yeah. It looks like a rowing machine sort of like tilted vertically.
Yeah.
And it's like fake climbing.
And also stairs?
I mean, there's like, it's sort of like, I guess it simulates going up and down a ladder, but you like change the resistance similar to like a bike machine. So you're like pushing and pulling with your feet and your arms.
Yeah.
And you can like make the resistance go way down and do it super fast or really, really high.
I had a cold this week. You think LeBron ever just has the sniffles?
You think LeBron ever sneezes? I'm not going to work out. I don't feel
100%.
Yeah. But didn't he have like this?
I need time to recover.
Jordan. Yeah. You never see him like sneeze at the line. Like he's just like dribble, like mucus coming out of his nose.
Yeah. I haven't seen,
sorry.
I guess, really any player.
I can't
try to remember.
Sorry, I can't answer your question. My throat is really
any
sore.
Any free throw sneeze? No, I don't think I've ever seen
or
one.
What about a game winning shot? Yeah. He had the flu, but that, people were saying that was a hangover game. And he, you never saw him sneeze. You never saw him blow his nose.
You basically never see them sneeze out there or have the hiccups.
Just a game-winning three. Oh, shit. I had the yips. That's what Markelle Fultz had last year.
He had the hiccups for a long time.
Yeah, that's why he didn't play. What is this guy's question? How do I go to a pool party?
He's going like, what do I do? Do I skip it? Do I leave the shirt on and be considered a tease, which I'm really leaning toward?
A parka?
I think, yeah, he should like almost take it off and like, be like, no, it's a little chilly in here. Yeah. I think I might keep it on. The girl's like, no!
A wetsuit?
Yeah,
so he's
one
like
of
walking
his options
around.
Is like leaving the shirt on, but then it's definitely, it's him projecting what he thinks what people will interpret it as.
Well, that's
like,
all of the email.
Yes, that's true. Like, if I leave my shirt on, I'll be considered a tease. No, you also might be, like, people might just think that you got fat and you're too embarrassed to take off your shirt.
Which is possible.
Way more likely than people thinking he's a tease.
Which happens. Do you guys do any weird diets, by the way, too?
Like, oh, I do lots of
Carl
weird
was
diets.
Doing keto.
I'm thinking about trying keto.
Off. Yeah, I know people like it. My brother-in-law does it.
Jake does a lot. Like, every 2 weeks, he's on a different diet.
Yeah.
For the last 6 months... I did no grains, no added sugar, no carbs, and no dairy.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I lost 20 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And that since my wedding, I've been, like, introducing grains back in, but still keeping out sugar.
Yeah, I try to really limit sugar. At the time that photo was from, I lived alone, and so I was able to completely control my environment, and I bought no sweets or anything. There was nothing in the house that was. And then now that I'm married, it's we're a little easier about it.
Also, Jake, like, what was it about committing to sharing a life with someone that made you reintroduce grains?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I think when we got engaged, I think both of us were just like, we want to be like in ridiculous shape for the wedding.
Yeah. And
just the, be fucking like Jack.
I had like
for our I want to bench you down the aisle.
I had the like the lamest vision was me buttoning my tuxedo shirt over a rippling 8-pack. That is like that all was
the
I wanted. Post,
the poster above wow. his bed.
What a beautiful dream.
Was she there? Was Jill part of the
No, it was black
vision?
And white wedding you photos. Were,
but your friend, yeah, your me friends are in the room yeah. with you. Yeah,
my friends are in the room with me, and that was all I wanted.
And then how did Jill look like in your fantasy, like on
She's
the
not
wedding
there.
Day?
She's not
my
there.
My abs were ravishing. Yeah. That's all that mattered.
Your best man is helping you tie your bow tie, but you're not wearing anything else.
On Chippendale's outfit. No.
Just the only thing into a porn.
You can see from Jill is she's like peeking through the doorway and her eyes are saucers. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, those abs. Just a drop of drool hits the ground and reveals her to you. You're like, what was that sound?
Awooga.
And you did lose a lot of weight for your wedding.
Yeah, I had abs on my wedding day.
But was it sustainable? Were you happy? Like, did the happiness of having your body outweigh the happiness that, like, eating cereal gives you?
Absolutely.
So why did you stop?
I guess...
You fucking coward. That's my question. Yeah, why did you stop... You little coward, man.
It does feel
so
good, but it does
like
feel...
Amir's a little jealous about your getting married.
Honestly, the reason I introduced grains again is because I saw photos and I was like, I think I look too skinny.
Oh, too skinny?
Yeah. I was a little too thin. So now I just want to bulk up. So I'm not giving up on my fitness.
Eating grains because it feels good. You're doing it for your body again.
It does feel never ending though, doesn't it? Like it does. Like after like a week where you work out four times and you're just feeling like you're most in shape ever, you go like, is this the rest of my fucking life? I'm supposed to do this? Like I can't, like no way.
Yeah. It's more the working out that has fallen off than the diet. Because leading up to my wedding, I was working out twice a day. And I remember just being like bored with working out.
It's also like as
you have to find like new ways to.
You work out for years and years, and like some people may not even notice at all. Like it's so much effort for like what's the output? Like sometimes somebody will see you topless, maybe, and they'll be like, "Oh, you're actually pretty strong." Whereas like
well,
you can
feel
eat
good.
Whatever you
that's
want.
What I was gonna
you
say
do
too.
You do feel good. It is
right. The
it is interesting,
part,
like
the emotional part.
Like when I quit smoking, I didn't know. I used to smoke like a pack a day, and I didn't realize cigarettes made me feel that bad. But when I stopped, I couldn't believe how much I felt good now. And it's similar with working out where it's like I don't think of like eating sweets or anything as like making me feel shitty, but I feel so much better when I am like super healthy.
Yeah.
When you're not eating. But it's when you're eating it feels good and then like for the next few hours you don't feel as good.
Yeah.
But it just tastes so good is the problem.
A lot of good advice for this guy. He didn't even raise the possibility of him getting in shape by the end of January getting abs.
Which is possible.
Yeah, sure. You could follow the Jake, Body by Jake.
Yeah, how long did it take you to lose 20 pounds?
3 months.
There we go.
Well,
this guy's
there you
got
go.
The time.
He's right on time. Yeah. Ditch the
cut
grains.
Everything, cut
and that includes
out.
Your beloved Guinness,
which I know you're eating for breakfast. Christ.
You pour it on your Lucky Charms over there in Ireland.
The cool about racism.
The dumbbells are going to be
it.
So pissed about this
fair
episode.
Game.
Yeah, have you guys done the dumbbells?
I did do the dumbbells, but I didn't give them this much juice.
They don't deserve it. How about real quick, around the horn, what would you do if you were this guy? Of those three options,
of the three options are
yeah.
A, tease him.
Uh huh.
B, please him.
And
C, freeze him.
Oh, that's where you break all the walls in the indoor pool, so it's too cold.
It's so cold outside. Everyone's putting on big parkas. You look cool for just wearing a t-shirt.
I have a quick answer of if I were you, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mr. Q.
Let's hear it.
I would just say that I had been working out 3 to 5 times a week and not say 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Oh, I see. That's good.
Just three. It's just really cleaner.
Just a riding really, lesson.
Yeah. Just cleaner.
That's a sharp tip.
3 or 4 or 5. That's like 3 commas in there.
All right. What would you do if you were them? Would you go? Would you not? Would you...
I guess I would go.
Did you take your shirt off?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm with that. Go take your shirt off. Own your new body.
If I was as mentally unwell as this person, and my perception of how people were interpreting me was as demented as it seems to be, I would not go because it's not healthy.
The most chilling part is like I still fill out my shirt, whereas so it's like, but not with muscle, but with like fat now, which means just he's testing exactly how much he's filling up a
it
shirt.
It hasn't torn yet.
He must have like a Ricky Gervais type wardrobe where he's got like a shirt that's
tight
giving him
shirt.
Shape. Yeah,
yeah. Because there's a thin, or should I say thick, line between being beefy and strong and just fat. Like they sort of start to meld into the same type of body.
That's what I'm hoping.
God, I can't wait. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks,
fellas.
I can't
believe we haven't had you on before.
My thoughts exactly.
This felt easy.
Yeah. One more time, your shows, your podcast, where can people listen to you two?
Hollywood Handbook.
Please.
Everywhere you get a podcast.
And we've been on that show, so you guys can start with
a couple times, I think, right?
Yeah, a couple times.
No, you've been on twice.
I've been on twice.
Funny. Yeah, both of them.
The hardest I ever laugh is when we guest it on your show. It's so fucking funny.
It was really fun. Those are both classic episodes.
People still ask me online, like, were you really mad at those guys?
It's a good performance. Yeah. You do seem to be getting really frustrated at Jake. Supports us in such a nice, subtle way where he's just like, well, I don't know, Amir, why don't you give it a shot? And you seem to get so mad.
People think I'm legit mad at you guys, which I was, but I'm not anymore is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we've all got Patreons now. We're all rich.
Yeah, it's fine. And then, your basketball podcast.
The Flagrant Ones.
The Flagrant Ones on Patreon. You guys should come on my basketball show, too.
And vice versa.
Yeah, right? Would love that. Let's
talk hoops. Let's talk hoops. Let's talk b-balls. Jake, is there anything we need to say before we leave?
No.
All right, great. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. The opening theme song was written by Calvin. This closing one, Calvin as well. This guy just keeps giving us the hits. If you have any questions,
his patients are suffering for it.
If you have any more questions or
Calvin's
theme songs,
peeing on
Amir,
not
I'm
going to
plug
music.
Your basketball podcast for
on
you.
My show,
the
amazing
the episode where you did the over under draft. I was like jealous of that format of like a draft and bet. This is a really cool, fun.
Oh, thank you. I did it last year with my buddies just for fun, and it turned out really fun.
What is the over under bet?
You basically draft. Thanks for listening to it. It came out just the other day. You basically draft teams against the Vegas line. So I drafted the Lakers over, so I get points if they go over 48.5.
And you get a point for every game they go over.
Right.
And if you're wrong, you're subtracted points.
That's right.
Right.
So if they finish with 40, Jesus. I get a -8.5. And it's the best cumulative score. Thanks for coming on the show and talking about my podcast. I was going to say, if you have any questions or theme song submissions, send them all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Cooper, a Shmuel,
that was a HeadGum podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.